Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Nerdgasm Podcast, the podcast where we talk about things that are nerdy and things that are naughty. I am the Mad Hatter, known as Merlin Sensei. With me, of course, is the March Hare, the 12-sided guy. Our Cheshire Cat is currently disappeared, but of course that's our good friend Switch Riggs. And our caterpillar today is the wonderful Dress Blacks, which leaves the beautiful Mupacabra as our Alice coming through the looking glass.
I mean, I'm coming through something.
How am I not the caterpillar? I've seen me smoke.
I mean, I've seen him smoke, so...
So, hi, how's everybody doing?
Yes, I am.
Wibbly wobbly timey wimey, I believe you own a house now.
I don't own a house.
Dress I'm sorry,
Blacks.
You co-own a Dress house.
Dress Blacks and Titmouse own a house. They're being kind enough to allow me to live in said house. Let's be clear. I'm a kept woman. Essentially, I'm the kept other woman, I believe, if we want to be technical about it. But yes.
Normally I'd say, oh, hopefully they don't chain you up in the basement. But then at the same time, hopefully they do chain you up in the
basement.
We've got
a room for that now.
There is a room in the basement, just saying. There is space to build a dungeon in the basement. We honestly, actually, we did the final walkthrough yesterday at time of recording. Again, wibbly wobbly. But they had cleared out all the shelving in the basement, and it simultaneously seems like more and less room, but it's just like, oh my god, like there's this whole room that's just locked for no reason. We could do so much stuff with it, so... The thing you just did with your eyes made me think of, did you guys watch the Ernest movies?
Yes.
Oh my god, that's what I just thought
of. The big guy or whatever.
Yeah, I could just hear like the eggs erroneous, like that whole joke in Ernest Goes to Camp. Oh man. Sorry, that was just like a blast from my childhood right there. But yeah, so no, I'm excited. We do have space actually for a home gym, which is kind of nice. I can set my ballet bar back up. I'm hoping that my ex-husband will be kind enough to give me my treadmill back. So, fingers crossed. So, that would be exciting.
And then you've got the billiard room.
We do have a billiard room, which just feels bizarre and surreal to even say out loud. We have
a billiard room. Rumpus game room. Or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
And I found out, like, we found out, like, this house used to be a nursing home. So, like, for sure somebody died here. Like, there's no way nobody died in this house. See, and this is what I said. I said, we're going to have some kind of seance because Merlin's little heart just, it'll make
him
so happy.
I'm very glad that I purchased a new camera when I had the chance not too long ago. There was a special deal on Amazon, and I was like, am I really going to buy this camera? And it was, like, marked down from, like, 170 or something to 100. And then even after that, I had a coupon for, like, X amount off, and I was like, yeah, okay, I'll get it. So
we're going to have to, you know, once we get set up, established a little bit, we'll have to have you over, and we'll do some spooky footage.
I could see it now. Hold on, shh, everybody be quiet. You hear that ghostly moaning? Oh, no, wait, that's just Moo.
It'll just be the 13-year-old upstairs going, you guys are so fucking lame. This is all bullshit.
I mean, it theoretically, well, I mean, you know, matter cannot be unmade.
That's what I said, right?
Somebody...
That was my theory, is matter can be neither created nor destroyed. Like, it's all, or energy, excuse me, rather, can neither be created nor destroyed. So it's all gotta go somewhere. And I gave up God willingly. I refuse to give up magic. So you can't tell me. Something's gotta be somewhere. I want it to be haunted. I want it to be haunted so bad. And it just...
It looks like it could be. It's a nice looking place, though, and you've got that door right above the, like, where you can look out upon people around. Like, it's a nice, and at some point, I imagined.
I'm excited for this weekend to pass and for Moo to get back to us on Monday, aka tomorrow, at time of listening, and be like, guys, place is 100% on.
Like, all this spooky shit's on him. Yep. All this spooky shit went down. Not gonna lie, like, it is a beautiful house, and it feels surreal to even be like, you know, we don't have the keys in hand yet. That's, you know, recording this dress block. You can see dress block's hand in the background.
No keys.
No, that's not the point I was making. Yes, no keys.
Confirmed. Keys are not in hand.
Need to get one of those things with the eyes and just put it on, and that can just be dress black.
Yeah.
Just Muppet dress blacks in the
background. But no, he, that's like he was, you were actually saying today, like it doesn't feel quite real yet, just because we're still, you know, it's like we closed this morning, right? Dress blacks and Titmouse signed the papers. Cause interesting fact, I actually could have nothing to do with the purchase of this house, because legally I'm still married. So as long as my ex-husband does whatever the fuck he's doing, I can't do anything without his permission. So he would have had to, I would have had to ask him to sign papers saying that he doesn't want anything to do with this house. And we all know how wonderfully accommodating he's been these past, 10 months. So
true.
So we are, I do not own a house. Dressblacks and Titmouse own a beautiful house. And I'm so excited for the great things that are coming for us. And that's not a sex pun. That's actually just, I'm genuinely excited for the things that are coming.
It could be both.
It could
Secret
be
passage.
We found a little one.
We did find a little secret passage, yes.
That's not what most people call that. And you can save that for the naughty section. Thank you.
Well, I think Moo's secret passage sounds a lot better than Moo's floppy, non-working butthole.
I don't have an ineffective asshole. I will not have this conversation. He wasn't here for this, and you're going to make me rehash this. My asshole is not ineffective. My asshole is perfectly fine. Thank you so much.
In fact, she complains regularly that it's kind of hyperactive.
Can we not go into the proclivities of my asshole, please? Thank you.
Well,
a little bit of analyzing.
Anyway,
let's not analyze Moo's rectum.
Yes. I mean, she won't let me.
Rectum,
and that just goes to prove that it is not ineffective. let me ask you guys a question real quick. Y'all can count, right?
Last I checked.
Okay. I watched Sesame Street.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Right?
Oh, are we talking about the doctor?
That's right. Instead of it going 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, it's now apparently going to go 10, 11, 12, 13, 10. Because
he's 14 as well, though.
I know. It's
so he's okay, gonna
he's not technically 14.
I don't know what I read, because didn't you see Georgia Moffat's status?
Yeah,
he's 14.
Is he technically 14?
Yes, because they, introduced
back.
The new guy whose name I don't know how to pronounce.
Yeah, I can't remember it either, but it's, I thought
it's
they
an African
he was
name,
gonna be 14.
But he's 15.
He's going to be 15. Yes. Okay. So, David Tennant.
Don't forget the Rogue Doctor, who is still somewhere in that timeline.
He's the War Doctor.
Oh, gee, yeah, the War Doctor.
No, the Rogue Doctor. The black woman, that is, Doctor Who gets crazy with the timeline. Not to mention that the Doctor's also the eternal child that showed up at the black hole that's supposedly the gate.
Okay, look, listen to me.
There's a lot of...
That was like 17 spoilers. Some of us are not that far. So fuck you for ruining all that. I'm going to try real hard to forget everything that you just said.
You probably didn't even understand half the stuff he said.
Any of what, the two seasons ago? I think you've seen this and just forgotten. It's one of
the Doctor and Donna, my power team that I was a huge fan
fugitive
of.
Fugitive Doctor.
The Fugitive
the
Doctor.
The Fugitive Doctor is an incarnation of the Doctor. She's portrayed by the English actress Jo Martin, the first non-white person to play the role. Huh. Fugitive of the Jadoon.
Okay. Interesting.
Also, Gallifreyan is Marvel canon. Because they had Doctor Who for a while, so Doctor Who's a also sort of a Marvel property. It's very weird.
Also, supposedly, Doctor Who is going to be coming to Disney Plus, and
I did see that.
I hope they bring literally everything that they can get their hands on, because I would love to rewatch classic Doctor Who.
I've not seen anything before 9.
Hmm. There are some really good ones. The first Doctor is kind of whatever, you know what I mean? But he's all right. Second Doctor, I was a big fan of. Third Doctor is the first Doctor in color. He was fantastic. The fourth Doctor.
It's Tom Baker, right? That's Tom the Baker. One everybody loves.
The only problem with the third Doctor is it's almost all on Earth because they had a huge budget cut that year.
Right, but they made it make sense because it's like, Doctor, you kind of broke the rules, so you're now under Earth arrest.
No, I didn't say it didn't make sense. I just said that it was a blow to the storytelling.
I apologize for what I'm about to do to the sound of this, but I'm going to move the microphone because Dress Blacks is substantially quieter than I am. So I'm going to turn this and move the microphone closer to him. So I apologize for everything I just fucked.
Thank you, Chibi Switch. But so, yeah.
So Switch is our eyes. So Dressblacks wasn't here last week. Switch is our eyes in the sky right now. So he can hear us. He's just not participating. So his little Chibi guy shows up and just says shit. But last week, I was just like a crazy person because he would talk and I knew that we could react to him, but like the audience can't hear him. So I just look like a fucking lunatic. It's a great time. Hence my weird, ineffective asshole.
Sorry, you have to fill me in real quick. Why isn't Switch participating?
Because he wanted
a
break.
He's just taking a minor sabbatical. Yeah.
Okay.
Voyeurism. Because voyeurism. Sometimes I just want to watch.
But yeah. I mean, I can totally visualize Switch sitting there masturbating and giggling at this right now. I guess I'm not far off.
There we go. Thank you again, Chibi Switch. All right. So, we've talked about the Doctor. We've talked about Titmouse and Dressblacks owning a house. 12. How is things on the last Canadian action hero going?
Well, the new place is good. It's a nice change, a nice change of scenery to start from. The Echo is terrible. The landlord does not speak English natively, so I have to talk real slow.
Do they speak French natively then?
No, Vietnamese actually.
Oh,
that one I can't help with.
Well, yeah. There you go. No, I just have to slow way down because apparently I talk really fast. So, that's
also
what I thought too.
I don't know if you noticed this, 12, but you are actually talking like facing completely away from the camera.
Wow!
Well,
screen's here, camera's there.
But it's just funny because you had the entire conversation talking very animatedly in this direction.
So anyway, microphone. I just wanted to go ahead and tell you.
Well, see, microphone's over here. Right? I'm facing the microphone. Camera's over here. I'm still figuring out the setup, so.
Ah, I gotcha.
That's okay. A difficult one.
The desk is built in, so I kind of don't get a choice.
Usually you put the camera above where you have to look.
Yeah.
Which would bring it, like, much lower. But
then you gotta get a stand.
I think
12 is a Canadian drone. He was just glitching out right
now. He was a little bit.
Ooh, the glitch in the Matrix. We busted you, 12. That's why you're 12. You're a number. You're not a person.
Listen, Canada doesn't exist. So this has been established.
True, it is nothing but America's top hat.
Where do you think birds come from?
Where the bird drones come from?
Thank you. See, thank you.
Another piece of information that I'm going to go ahead and tackle real quick. This past week, a California bakery refused to create a cake for the wedding of a lesbian couple, and it was upheld by like the courts or something like that. Now here's the thing. Don't get me wrong. Is this terrible? Is it stupid? Yes. But as a business owner, I believe that this was the correct decision because theoretically, you know, all businesses have right to refuse service. Now, that being said, I don't want to hear any of you motherfuckers out there complain about, ooh, they won't let me in because I'm not wearing a mask. You can't fucking have it both ways. Right to refuse service. If you don't like it, too fucking bad.
Well, and I think that's a big thing that people aren't like, is this bullshit? Absolutely. But here's the thing then. Protest with your money. If you don't like this bakery's policies, like, they have the right to refuse service.
Yeah.
You have the right to blow them up on Yelp.
Yeah.
Just saying.
The bakery is both going to suffer, but also boom. You know what I mean? Because, you know, left-leaning people are going to be like, oh, well, fuck this place. Whereas right-leaning people are be like, hell yeah. And then go complain that they can't get into somewhere because, you know, they're being forced to wear a mask. Well, guess fucking what? Right to refuse service, motherfucker.
I'm just surprised it's in California, honestly.
That is odd.
Yeah.
Texas, yeah. Florida,
I'd
expect that.
It just depends on where in
California.
Because
there was that one cupcake shop incident that did the same thing, like, years ago, I feel like. You know, it's just like, oh, well, we won't make a cake for a gay couple. It's like, okay. Right to refuse service, that's fine.
I would love to be there when that happens in a place, like, if that ever happened in San Francisco, I'd just be like, what are you doing in San Francisco?
I think you've forgotten where you're standing, sir.
Yeah.
It's like going to a nude beach and being like, why isn't anyone wearing underwear?
There's a webcomic that I like to read. It's called Something Positive, and the artist is just kind of known for, like, his snark. And the one character, they work at, like, a... It's not Hooters, but it's meant to be, like, Hooters adjacent, you know what I mean? Like, the girls are scantily clad, and, like, the comic strip is this mom being like, hey, tell your manager I want my meal comped, and they're like, why? And they're like, well, you know, the food's fine, but all these women are working, and they're dressed like whores, and my child's being exposed to these tramps. And they're like, you saw what kind of place this was when you came in. Like, if it bothers you so much, like, why did you stay and finish the meal? And the woman's like, you know, we were hungry, stupid. What do you think? And then the last panel is them going, and I said, I think you're an asshole. I mean, she asked, and the manager just goes, you know, you can be right quietly. Like, it just cracked me up.
I will be right very loudly.
Yeah, it's just, it's, I.
Just a quick comment. For the bastion of liberalism that a lot of people think California is, think about all the famous California governors.
True.
And how Republican they are. Because central farming California and northern farming California tends to lean right. And
true.
Because land votes and not people.
It's true. Remember what happened with the election prior to this one? We were all like, hey, we're voting for this person. The Electoral College was like,
nah.
Fuck you.
They're more like guidelines.
Yeah.
A
so
Wyoming
you're saying
voter
we were
has 16
lied
times
to.
The voting power of a California voter. I did the math one day.
I'm just waiting for Ohio to take over.
Not gonna happen.
Why is Ohio? I've been watching. We've been listening to the Beetlejuice soundtrack a lot because it's a little spooky out. And my kiddos have been burning through like Hadestown and Six, and so I played some of Beetlejuice. And there's this part where he goes, on the count of three, yell out the scariest thing you can think of. They go, the Electoral College. Why is Ohio so powerful?
Funny thing, Ohio's just like middle ground on that, honestly.
Think about it, though. What does Ohio have? We have
corn.
The door to hell.
Why do we have the door to hell?
Because we do. Like, literally, there's like a portal to hell. Like,
there, I thought that was in Pennsylvania.
I could have sworn that was Ohio.
That was Centralia, Pennsylvania, isn't it?
There's Hang on, what?
All I know is the internet is for sure concerned that Ohio is going to take over the country and then the world. This is a meme that's been going around, Elden Ring. Oh god, it's all over the place. I don't know what it is about Ohio, specifically.
Yeah. Where are the gates of hell
Columbus.
In Ohio? Yeah.
The entrance to the sinisterly named tunnel hides behind a Tim Hortons.
Yep, near the corner of North High Street and Arcadia Avenue in Clintonville Park.
It's a drainage tunnel. I thought it was going to be something like spooky. Fuck. This is bullshit. I was so excited.
What's spookier than poo water?
I can think of so many things spookier than poo water. At least you know what poo water is.
The electoral
There's
poll.
Not a whole lot of guessing. I have two children and I work at a university. If I know it's poo water, I know to stay away from it. That's easy. Right, you wait till enough. You touch. Look, I had one of my students the one day go, look, hey, we went up to check these doors and like, I went to touch the wall at like waist height and my hand was sticky. And I don't know why my hand was sticky. And I said, what did it smell like? And she said, I didn't smell, I just washed my hands. And I was like, oh god, okay, I'm sorry. That's scary. That's way scarier than poo water. At least if it's poo water, you know it's poo water.
That is pretty scary.
You touch mystery fluids and you tell me how that goes.
All right. Let's go ahead and continue. You love that band?
Mystery Fluids? Love that band.
Mystery Fluids. Anyway, let's go ahead and talk about a couple of game releases that are going to be coming out here. November 4th is going to be a game called Harvestella.
Are we in? Oh my god, are we that close to November already?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Tuesday.
Shit.
November 8th is going to be a game called Skull and Bones.
That's like the next week.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Election day, bitches.
That is.
I know which day November 8th is, Berlin. Thank you very much.
You're right. I thought that November 8th was going to carry us through, but you're right. Sorry, let me go ahead and check again.
I know.
Let's go ahead and back it up, bitch.
I have to re-register to vote. I did not register to vote in time, what with all of the moving we have been doing, and the fact that my driver's license does not match my social security card yet, because, you know, 14 different last names. So
that reminds me, I have to update everything for the new address. Thank you.
Anyway, October 31st for Switch comes a game called Insomnus. For PC, October 31st, Necro Boy, Path to Evil Ship. Also on PC for October 31st, The Unliving.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say The Unlivening.
In November, for all systems, all new age systems, rather, like PS5, Xbox, System X, or whatever, and PC, The Chant, as well as Die by the Blade, which is also going to be available on PS4 and Xbox One, The Entropy Center, From Space, is going to be available on PC and Switch. Horse Tales Emerald Valley Ranch is going to become available on PC, PS5.
It's like every
12-year-old
girl's favorite game.
On PC, now this one's in bold, so I'm assuming this is an important one. How to Say Goodbye.
That's kind of morbid.
A little bit. Also on PC, King's Hunt Outshine. On PC, PS5, etc. WRC Generations. I'm assuming that's like wrestling, maybe? That sounds like a wrestling game. On Switch, on November 4th, Aeterna Noctis. November 4th, Harvestella on PC and Switch. It Takes Two comes out on Switch November 4th. Highly recommend that. And yeah, that's that week, and we'll go ahead and save the others for the following week. So those are the game releases. This past week, Zoroark released for Pokemon Unite. Again, there is a 1 week paywall, effectively, where you can only purchase it for gems. And I'm not 100% sure, but it looks like people may, in addition to it only being available for gems, it's only available as a package with a Hollowear costume for gems. Like, you can't buy just the Pokemon itself. I don't know about that for sure. And the Halloween event has started in Pokemon Unite, so you can go ahead and get yourself some Halloween-themed backgrounds and stuff like that, but no Hollowear or Pokemon specifically for this event, because, as we all know, Pokemon Unite doesn't give a shit about its fan base.
And yet you still play.
I play it out of spite.
No, that's Stockholm
Syndrome. I will
not
have it beat me.
S-T-O-C-K-H-O.
Let's go ahead and knock out the Geeky Weeky real quick, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right. Sunday, October 30th, your sneaky peeky at this week's Geeky Weeky was that it's Haunted Refrigerator Night. Ooh, spooky. Also, it's Create a Great Funeral Day, Mischief Night, but be mischievous responsibly. I know that that sounds counterintuitive, but still.
Isn't it Devil's Night? Isn't that what they used to, or is that just only for the crow? Is Devil's Night an actual thing, or is that just the crow?
Might have been synonymous.
Okay.
It's also National Candy Corn Day. Do you guys like candy corn at all? I think it's okay.
No.
I do like candy corn. It's not my favorite. I like the pumpkins better because it always makes the milk. Because did you guys ever watch Brave Little Taylor with Mickey Mouse with the pumpkin? Or the giant that would just grabs a handful of pumpkins and goes, food, and throws them into his mouth. And then he rolls up the hay bale and goes, smoke.
Yeah.
That's what I always think of. And so I always liked the mellow cream pumpkins, and I would throw and go, food, and throw them in.
Yeah, I also prefer.
I'm big too.
I prefer regular candy corn, like the white, orange,
me too,
and yellow ones, not the ones that have like the brown chocolatey flavor or whatever.
I don't like those either.
Throw in there. Not a fan of that one.
They did that weird like Thanksgiving dinner flavor candy corn the 1 year. That was trash. Whoa. It was bad.
That doesn't sound good.
They did. I like the jelly pumpkins the best, though. The jelly pumpkins are my favorite. Not the sour ones. The ones that are just orange flavor that tastes like orange slices. They're really good.
Yum. It's also National Checklist Day, so go ahead and mark that one off. National Treat Your Pet Day, Visit a Cemetery Day, and Polar Bear Week. We are speaking about the actual factual animal polar bears, so sorry, 12. We'll probably get to you at a later date.
Oh. I'm more of an otter, really, at least until the bowl camp happens.
Okay, wait a second. So I have a question. I gotta move Penny on the tracks this. Dress blacks. Bear or an otter?
I'm a badger.
You're not a badger. You can't just make... Holy shit!
I don't know. I think we can get away with badger.
Is that really? And that's not like a...
That's modified. But...
I'm curious. What seems to be happening? What's
something
going on?
Just insert something into the video and blur it out anyway.
It's just like the biggest clit you'll ever see.
Oh.
Right. Sorry, Switch. That caught me off guard. I didn't know that was possible.
Is Books for Treats Day. Assumably you trade in some of your Halloween candy for books. Girl Scout Founders Day. Halloween. Magic Day, National Caramel Apple Day, National Doorbell Day, National Knock Knock Joke Day, National Prince Day, we're talking about the name Prince, believe it or not, Nevada Day, or Nevada, depending on if you're a pretentious prick or not, October Bank Holiday, Samhain, and World Savings Day. And that wraps up October. Starting with... Oh, Samhain? Like, I'm trying.
Sam Hain.
Trying my hardest.
Samhain.
Halloween.
He said Sam Hain because I was being a prick.
Sam Hain.
Tuesday, November 1st is All Saints Day. Do Extra Mile Day, as in go the extra mile. Put in a little bit extra work on a personal project. Because fuck jobs. They want you to go the extra mile and not pay you.
Damn right.
It's also National Authors Day, National Brush Day, and they're showing a toothbrush, so, you know, brush your teeth, brush your teeth, brush your teeth. National Calzone Day. I like a good calzone. National Cinnamon Day. You know, maybe I'll use that to make another batch of apple pie moonshine since it's National Cinnamon Day.
I have to say, while the apple pie moonshine you made last year was very tasty,
It was too sweet. I was not intoxicated.
I was very disappointed. And I drank, like, a lot of it.
It was too sweet. I got plans this year.
Honest to God, I probably drank half of that jar, like, in one go. It was a rough time of the year.
Yeah. Especially after half a jar.
No, I was not intoxicated at all. I wanted to be.
November 1st is also... National Deep Fried Clams Day, National Jaden Day, Pate Day, World Vegan Day, Family Stories Month begins, a lot of months, National Children's Month, National Gratitude Month, National Peanut Butter Lovers Month. I'm kind of surprised that that's here in November.
Why is that?
I don't know, it just,
I think your peanut butter is kind of like policy. Not November, so they had to get peanut butter in November. I would die, guys. I would absolutely die.
Speaking of, No Shave November begins. And also, Stomach Cancer Awareness Month. Wednesday, November 2nd, is All Souls Day. Be the Impact Day, as in, you know, make the changes that you want to make and have the good kind of impact on the things around you. Yes, Moe.
No, that was me being the impact. I was.
Oh, gotcha.
It was an impact play joke. Uh-huh. So what I heard was November 2nd, I get spanked.
Yes. It's also Day of the Dead, or Dia de los Muertos. Look for Circles Day. National Deviled Egg Day. National Ohio Day. Woo. And World Ballet Day.
Yay!
Thursday, November 3rd, Cliche Day, Give Someone a Dollar Day. I can go ahead and be someone for a lot of you people if you want. International Stout Day, Japanese Culture Day, or as we like to call it, Weeaboo Day. I'm just joking. Jellyfish Day, National Accessory Day, National Homemaker Day, and Smart Home Day. Friday, November 4th, Fountain Pen Day, Love Your Lawyer Day.
Fuck you!
Your last lawyer. Your current lawyer.
I apologize.
National Candy Day. National Easy Bake Oven Day. Roast Dinner Day. And Use Your Common Sense Day. Some of you don't have it. Try and find it. It's very important.
Borrow some.
Yeah. Lastly, Saturday, November 5th, American Football Day, Bonfire Night. Oh, that's an idea. Maybe we'll do that. Gunpowder Day. Remember.
The 5th of November. I've never seen that movie.
Guy Fawkes Night. National Bison Day. National Chinese Takeout Day. Delicious. National Eric Day, as in the name, that's E-R-I-K.
National Luke Day. What did the buffalo say? What did the daddy buffalo say to the little buffalo when he dropped him off at college?
Gee, I wonder.
Bye, son.
See you later. November 5th is also World Numbat Day. Yes, Numbat, N-U-M-B-A-T.
It's a thing. They're cute.
Yeah, apparently.
My kids got also a little toy one inside of a chocolate egg once. It's adorable. For whatever reason, we just had a Numbat for the longest time.
Nice. And also, one of my favorite holidays, National Redhead Day. Moo, special wink to you. Special wink to another friend that may be listening.
Ooh, do we have a name for her yet?
I'm hurt, Merlin.
I guess a wink at you too, 12.
You don't have titties.
That's all I asked. Well, there you go.
You don't have titties. You want a special wink? Grow up.
I'll start eating.
You're sneaky peeky at next week. Or implant them. Thank you.
I didn't say how to grow them. You can grow them with inject them with liquid. I don't give a fuck.
That's right. Your sneaky peeky at next week's Geeky Weeky that starts with Sunday, November 6th. National Nachos Day.
What day is that?
Sunday, November 6th.
Oh, is Nachos Day? It's good to know.
Nachos.
Nacho Day.
And that is your Geeky Weeky. Moo. Got anything interesting for us this week?
Hey, Chibi Switch, what time are we at? Because last week I talked way too long.
We're at about 36 minutes.
Oh, perfect. So last time I ran my mouth for way too long. Because we went over that inane list of Halloween stuff, right?
Yeah, and where a lot of it was like, hey, try adding food. And then like three later, hey, try whipped cream. It's like,
that's
the fucking same thing.
Yeah. So it is, I mean, wibbly wobbly timey-wimey, as you're listening to this, it is the day before Halloween that this is coming out. So we've been talking about Halloween, and I feel like Halloween is sort of this setting for something a little spookier, a little darker. And so I wanted to kind of talk with you guys to see if there's something you guys have ever done or are interested in, as far as kind of spicing things up with making it kind of like a little spookier. I know for me, I'll be honest, I've never been to a haunted house. I like the idea of going to one, but it makes me nervous. Why are you laughing at me? No, you have to share with the class now. I can see you.
Not at you. No. There's a story. Continue.
No, what's the story?
So,
Wishbone.
Well, so my hometown is a science center in the ancient science center, ancient, used to be a school, and every year they have a haunted house there. Every year I used to volunteer, and in the basement where, you know, employees could sneak away and spend like a half, exactly, old basement though, like it's the type where you could tell that they dug it out. Like, it was, like, earthen walls. Very weird. But, so spicing it up on Halloween. So imagine, because it's very low, but I have to keep the alien head on, which adds, like, another... It looks ridiculous. So I have to find the one section of rafters to, like, get the alien head in so I can stand up while I'm doing this, because the thing makes me, like, 9 feet tall.
Did you fuck somebody with an alien head on?
They told me to keep the head on, so... And because
the head stays on during.
Well, there you go. If it opens up in the thing, right, because it sits on his shoulders, and the head sits up here, but they wanted the head to stay on, so I had to, like, get low enough to do
some people are into that. That's why there's ovipositor toys.
That I have a minor curiosity about, but my problem with some of the ovipositor toys is that, like, what if you forgot how many eggs you put in? Like, and I say this as, like, a mom who has had to hide eggs on Easter, and I'm like, fuck, did we find all of them? Like, I just have this horrible fear that, like, one of the eggs will get lost inside of me. That's, like...
Oh.
Fair point. I mean, I know a lot of them, they make, like, the silicone eggs, right? Or their body safe silicone, and, like, the vagina is a closed system, right? Like, it's not going to just get lost, but I don't know. It's just, it makes me nervous. Also, some of these, the egg is this big around, so you figure, how big around does this toy got to be to get, which, I mean, I guess maybe that's part of the, obviously, like, that's part of the point, right? But, sorry, that is not where that story was meant to go. So what I actually wanted to talk about is, I think there are a couple kind of like tried and true, not tried and true, but like when I think of spooky sex, where my brain goes immediately, and I was curious if any of you guys had stories to share. One of the tropes I think you see a lot is sex in a graveyard.
Hmm.
You're saying yes. Yes, you've done this, or yes, you're okay.
No, yes, I've heard of that.
No, but he's saying yeah, yes.
Oh, 12? Oh, of course, yes.
Investigation days. So not for Halloween, but yes, in the graveyard.
So how does that work? Do you just like pick a headstone and go for it? Like, are you bending somebody?
Yeah, is anybody around? No, okay, you know, depending on the graveyard, because some of them around here, there's no way. It's like changing the thermostat, and the staff guy just knows where you are. Yeah, exactly. Right. There's just no way. Others, they're lucky if they see a person in there once a year, right? Like, you can tell. They're just not well taken care of. And, you know, my area is so full of little graveyards from, like, 1902, so...
So was this like a kink for you, or a kink for them, or was this just kind of like, hey, we have the time and the opportunity?
For them, and on separate occasions, time and opportunity. It depends on the person and on the situation. So some people, they're like, I'm a witch. This is a graveyard. I'm like, okay.
Listeners, you can't hear him, but Switch just yelled YOLO, which
I'm sure Chibi Switch,
which feels in. Like in the middle of a cemetery, like the least appropriate thing that you could say. Dress blacks.
Or the most accurate, because I've only
drank in a cemetery.
I've
not actually had sex in a cemetery.
You've only drank in a cemetery. You've not had sex. Would you, though?
Yeah.
I guess I'm not surprised, but Merlin, what are your thoughts on sex in a cemetery?
Yeah, I'd probably do it.
Like, I guess here's my thing is, like, I guess you're just bending over a tombstone hoping for the best. Because, like, laying out a blanket feels a little disrespectful to literally be, like, fucking on someone's grave. Like,
I don't know. A formative childhood memory is watching Return of the Living Dead 2. And watching Trash dance naked on the tomb.
I've never seen this movie.
It's a good movie. I mean, if you like zombie movies.
Funny enough, though, speaking of cemeteries and witches, not too long ago, I was listening to the Things You Should Know podcast, fantastic podcast, and they were talking about good luck charms and stuff like that, and they explained where the belief of a rabbit's foot came from, and the fact that technically, it's not supposed to be a rabbit's foot, it's supposed to be a hare's foot. Specifically, the hair that you got it from had to be the left leg, because if you found a hair in a cemetery that was actually a polymorphed witch, and you had to take its left foot, because left foot, left hand's left side is the devil's advocate or whatever, you know what I mean, stuff like that. So yeah, that's where that came from.
Thank you for taking my question about sex in a graveyard and just fucking ramming your nerd dick right into it.
I thought it was so cool.
It is neat. I'm wondering, so that's one of the things that I think of. Another one that I think of is candles, like an increased usage of candles. We talked about this a little bit last week, but I just wanted to kind of stress to people, if you're thinking about wax play, like, please buy the temperature safe candles. Yes. This is not, don't go dumping fucking Bath and Body Works on your partner.
Yeah.
It's no bueno. Even if you're into, like, when I was a little girl, my mom let me blow out a candle, and I blew really hard, and all of the wax flew back in my face. And it was red. So, like, I thought I was dying, and I'm screaming, and my mom, like, luckily got it all, like, out of my eyes and everything, but it was ever since, like, it hurts. Like, it really hurts. It's not, like, a thing that you should play with.
True. But also on the other side of things, I was the kid that would have a tea candle, like, warmer, you know what I mean? That would heat the, like, mm-hmm. smelling wax. And then I'd blow that, and I'd let it start to cool down.
And then poke at it?
Dip my fingers in it.
Well, yeah, that I've done. And there's a little difference between you doing that on your own and dumping a whole candle on another human being. Because even those temperature-safe candles, we played with one for a little bit, and we had a good time with it. And then I dripped it. Did I go for your dick?
Yeah.
And that shut everything down real fast. Like,
yeah. No.
I mean, I wasn't aiming to, like, dump it all on there, but it was really just kind of a thing just to try to see, like, would it feel good or not? And it was, like, okay until it wasn't sort of thing.
Mm.
Would you feel like that's a great interpretation of it? Like, I don't feel like I was being reckless or, like, just, I, like, not, fuck it, let's go.
I was, like, traumatized or anything like that.
But
it
yeah.
was just like, nope, let's not do that again.
Pretty much.
Fair.
The other one that I wanted to talk about that I think comes up a lot is blood play or, like, knife play or anything like that. And this is you, your face just, like, lit up there, 12, once again. So I feel like, so this is one, I'll be perfectly honest, I have a lot of interest in. But I feel like it has to be approached, I don't want to say clinically, but there's a level of conversation, right? We talk about the importance of open and honest communication, but, like, you really have to have open and honest communication on this one. You have to have conversations and parameters is the word I was looking for. You really have to set out the parameters for what it is you're looking for. And so I'm looking to speak to you gentlemen to see, do you have any interest in that? Do you have any experience in that? I think this is a subject that a lot of people, when we, okay. So full disclosure, somebody messaged me on FetLife and I had somebody ask me to poop on them. I finally got that message and I was very respectful. I said, you know, hey, you know, I'm not kink shaming, but you've hit, like, my one hard no. You know, like, I don't do poop and I don't do vomit. Other than that, like, pretty much anything is negotiable, right? But I was like, hey, you know, this is the one thing that, like, sorry, like, best of luck. I hope you find your, you know, the woman you're looking for, but I am not it. But I feel like knife play and blood play goes on a lot of people's hard no lists. And I get that it's scary. And so I just kind of wanted to take a few minutes to sort of, I keep turning to look to talk to you, but your zipper is down. So I keep making eye contact with his crotch. So I apologize for anybody that's seeing me turn and wondering what I'm looking at when his face is back there. That's what's happening. I'm staring at his crotch.
I'd like to just point out that I'm not the one that unzipped my zipper.
Oh, gee, so what a surprise.
She set herself up for failure on this one.
But you got up to walk into the living room to get the other thing, and you buttoned your button and closed your belt, but left the zipper down.
Because there comes a point in the day where I give up on my zipper.
I mean, that's fair. At a certain point, you're just like, I don't get a choice. She's gonna...
I mean, as long as my pants aren't, like, falling down around my knees, I don't really care after a certain point in the evening.
Yeah.
At any rate,
I was going to say, going back to knife play, I think we've touched on it previously in conversations here on the podcast, and I've said it before, Mo Guns is very interested in knife play, and I believe has performed some. It's
I don't
one
think
of those
you've mentioned things. That before. I feel like I would have remembered you saying that about him.
But it's... I can understand the allure of it, just to kind of be at that hair's breadth away from, you know, danger and that intertwining of pain and pleasure, you know what I mean? Personally, I don't think I'd participate, either receiving or giving, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But to a certain extent, I know that you mentioned when you had a little bit of play with it, Moo, the coldness you know, of the knife that was kind of very scintillating against, you know, hot bodies, obviously. And to that extent, like, I could get into temperature play to an extent, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
See, you say that until somebody shoves an ice cube in your butthole, and then it's a whole different world.
Look, that goes beyond temperature play. That's like, And it was
Yeah, that
not,
was kind of the face you made, too.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the time that Dress Blacks ate your ass while also drinking a pirate cooler.
That didn't happen, did it? Did that happen?
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah. That's when we called up 12.
I remember that part. I remember calling 12. I was a little busy at the moment. I don't know if you guys remember, but...
Were you?
I remember resin printers.
Yes, I was
going to say,
that's
the thing
printers.
That stands out about that night to me.
The red creeps up.
I think that was 9 times. But yeah. I forgot about the pirate coolers and all that, to be honest. But temperature play is a little different. I remember the knife was cold, but it was more the feeling that, like, that made me more acutely aware of where it was touching me. I think what we did, the extent of it was more like cutting clothing off. For me, that was something that I... Like, the first time I really fully explore that, I would prefer it to just be us, just because I think it's, there's a certain level of trust that has to be established, and I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I'm fairly easily distracted, and so I really just want to be able to focus in on what's happening, but it's something I have a lot of interest in, and part of it is kind of that, like you said, that element of danger, and it's knowing that I can trust my partner enough that they're not obviously going to seriously, you know, hurt me. I don't know that I would feel comfortable being on the giving end of that without some extensive... It's kind of like how I made the joke about what if I go crazy and just start biting off dicks? Like, what if I go crazy and I just accidentally... I mean, I don't think I would stab somebody, but, like, moo is only 3 letters. I think I could carve it into somebody's chest fairly effectively if it was really... You look terrified.
I don't think you could, because I've handled the blame with myself on camera with you in the past, and that made you, you were just like, that made you nervous. So.
I think it would depend, right? Part of it, too, is knowing, like, there are a couple, like, For everything I bitch about my ex-husband, I would trust him with a knife. Like, I trust him to understand what to do with a knife. A friend of mine who I cannot think of what I usually call her on this podcast, I've known her for years. I would trust her with a knife. I've watched Dress Blacks handle a knife. I trust him with a knife. You know, part of it is knowing what... You're not going to look at someone and go, let's play William Tell. You've never shot a gun before. It'll be fine, right? Like, there's a list of people I would trust to do certain things, and part of it is knowledge of the apparatus they are using.
Also, isn't William Tell usually bow and arrow?
Yes, but you understood the reference I was making, right? Shooting anything off your head? Still. So, sorry, Merlin, you've spoken, I've spoken. 12, what is your level of familiarity
with knife play?
Blood play? Yes.
Way more than I care to admit, actually.
I apologize. Do you not want to talk about this?
Oh, no. It's fine. I just, first of all, there was the blood feeding bars back in the day.
Okay.
The U.S. used to have this program. I don't know if they still do. There were feeding bars in the U.S. This was back when I was into the whole anthropological study of myth and folklore that I called paranormal investigation.
It was California, and it was the 70s.
It was California.
Hmm?
It's illegal?
Also.
Well, they used to have a special program where you had to get a card. Right, and I had to get the card to be a feeder, and that's actually how I got the one scar was vampire bars. The Lokians in particular.
There's an X-Files episode about it.
I do remember that. Okay.
Is there?
There Lokians, is an X-Files episode about that. I do remember that.
Lokians
now.
During like particular solstices or the coming up holiday or particular types of Wiccans and whatnot, they'll draw blood during their rituals. And some of their rituals, depending on who and when, involves sexuality, right? So knife play becomes a thing. Blood play. The hunts, I suppose, along the similar lines, they'll do the same, where some people are just like, you get a 5-minute head start, and the guys chase, and sometimes people bite hard enough to draw blood, so...
See, that is different to me. Like, that's... Because that's... Now that's you're like getting more into primal prey. Yeah. And I count primal prey, I guess, differently from blood play, but I suppose if you are biting that hard with the intent to draw blood, or scratching with the intent to draw blood, that is a type of blood play.
Yeah, some of the kids just wear their nails sharp. This, more than teeth has been my experience. As much as that's an uncomfortable experience a lot of the time, exactly.
I actually scratched him the other night, not trying to, but just the sharp edges, and that's, I have to go get them, like, filed down again, but it's what happens. Is that something that you got involved in as, like, the giver or the receiver? Because I know you tend to classify yourself as a pleasure dom, so if somebody's telling you, hey, I want you to cut me, I would assume that's something you would strive to put within your wheelhouse.
Yes. Well, and that's typically the scenario when it comes to, like, the hunts, for example, is a case of we need someone to fill a role, so it is just another form of service topping, effectively. And that's where predominantly that comes from, is filling that at the request of others. It's never really been my thing so much as the other person's enjoyment is my thing. With the exception of there was this one person that had a request where I was just like, no. They were super big into medically circumcising adults. That was their thing. And I was like, you're not a doctor. I don't trust your a million reasons why no. So
they wanted to do that to you, saying.
I was like, exactly. I was like, why?
Well, also, not necessarily to go with that, but, you know, I kind of half mentioned it, but when it would come to knife play, if it is something any of you listeners out there are interested in trying, then yes, absolutely have lengthy conversations with your partner. Do not do this haphazardly.
No.
You know, look up all the information you can, and especially learn basic human anatomy,
and
so
first
that
aid.
Way you don't accidentally cut something you really shouldn't.
Yeah.
Rack. Risk aware consensual kink.
Dress box. I know this is something you have some level of experience with, but I guess we never really had a conversation about, is this something you enjoyed? Or, because you strike me very much as somebody that, like, I'll try anything once, twice if it's fun. And so I'm wondering how you kind of fell into this.
It's something I've been interested in since, honestly, before I became sexually active. It has very much to do with my growing up watching, fetish influencing horror movies.
Hellraiser,
vampire movies, stuff
Lost
like that.
Boys, yeah.
I do have experience with this, and Titmouse does have the scars to prove it. We've had some fun over the years here and there. It's something that I wouldn't mind playing with more again, and I know this would probably sound like a well-duh thing, but, you know, aside from all the safety and stuff, just something to think about if you're thinking about this. Is, do you want the knife? Do you want the blood? Now there's a difference between the two, because I say this in, knives don't have to be sharp. So if you want knife play, especially if you're a beginner,
You want to be more safe, take the edge off the knife, get a cheap knife, just play around, do whatever you want to do. I've played with carpet knives. You want to talk about sharp. You know, those cut without a whole lot of pressure, without they cut cleanly. They don't hurt as much. You know,
if you're looking for kind of like that sting, but you're kind of hesitant, the wheel,
the
Wartenberg wheel is a great way to sort of
the one that kind of looks like a many spiked spur almost.
Yes. But it's a good way to kind of get that sensation, like the prickles. But it's not necessarily going to cut unless you're really aiming for a cut.
And for the receiver, are you okay with scars? How badly do you scar? Just things to think about if you're going to get involved in this play. Because especially for receivers, keep in mind that even if you're doing this consensually with a partner, others may perceive this as self-harm.
Others may perceive this as partner harm.
That too.
And you have to be prepared to justify that.
Yeah. To kind of wrap this up also, just kind of going back to what Dress Black's just kind of mentioned about the self-harm aspect, do not confuse knife play or anything like that with cutting yourself or you know, self-harming or anything like that. That is a different issue that you know, I would recommend seeing someone about, because we don't want you hurting for the wrong reasons.
Know yourself and know your triggers, I think is a big thing too. Some people there are people that can engage in this type of play safely, and there are the people that can draw those lines in their head. But I think that goes with most kink, almost any kink. You know, make sure that you're doing what you're doing for the right reasons, and that goes into
sane, consensual.
Sane is a big part of this. So make sure that you are in the right headspace to be doing what it is that you're doing, and have those conversations with your partner if you are aware that something could be triggering. So
yes,
thank you guys for sharing that with me. I think. Like I said, it's something that I have a lot of interest in, but not a lot of knowledge in. And so it's an area that I have definitely been seeking to learn more about. So,
well, it sounds like you have a very good partner to help teach and to learn from. But that is going to go ahead and wrap things up for us this week here on the Nerdgasm Podcast, the podcast where we do talk about things that are nerdy and things that are naughty. I have been Merlin Sensei. With me, of course, has been the 12-sided guy, the Mupacabra, Dress Blacks, and, of course, wonderful Chibi Switch. You can go ahead and find us a couple of different places on the internet. Specifically, you can go ahead and find all of us at our Linktree, linktr.ee/nerdgasm, spelled
and 3RDGA5M.
Absolutely. So, until next time, friends, listeners, viewers, heck, even to our enemies out there, because it'll just, you know, jam a craw in your ass. Thank you so much for listening, and be excellent to each other.
Enjoy yourselves and love yourselves. Be good to yourselves. Give yourselves grace. Check your candy.
You never know if there's going to be some Imperial Beskar hiding in a Snickers bar.
Are you kidding? I wish.
Valerian.
Beskar? I'd be like, I'm rich, done.
That's right. 12? Words of wisdom?
Oh, God, words of wisdom. No, I've already had to take your fiber. I've got nothing this week. I'm trapped in the chaos. Help!
We stumped him. And remember, friends,
any words of wisdom?
Yes. I have some.
Sorry.
What you got, 12?
When ordering at Subway, get your veggies last, because then they have to overstuff.
Ah.
There you go.
And speaking of overstuffing, keep it naughty.
Very nice. Bye, friends.
Bye-bye.